every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
It's about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Well, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll hear Andrew George launching a new business survey at the St Ives Business Fair. But first, the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Cornish law firm Follett Stock has been shut down by the regulator. The Truro-based company, which also had offices in Bristol, Exeter and London, has been declared insolvent by the Solicitors Regulation Authority. It has also recently been subject to a winding-up petition from HM Customs and Revenue. Hotel occupancy levels in Cornwall for summer 2013 were on a par with pre-recession levels. That's according to new figures released from accountancy firm Francis Clark, which reports that during July and August, bed occupancy in Cornwall was up 7%. It said the fine weather played a big part in the resurgence. Meanwhile, according to a new survey of holidaymakers in Cornwall, the increasing presence of wind and solar farms across the countryside is not having a damaging effect on visitors' enjoyment. The report discovered that for the vast majority of visitors, wind and solar farms had little impact on their holiday and no bearing on their decision to visit Cornwall again. The risk of poor weather and the cost of holidaying were cited as the biggest potential deterrents to future stays. The shortlist has been published for this year's Hub Awards. Six categories are up for grabs, with the winners set to be announced at a gala ceremony to be held at the Alverton Hotel in Truro on November the 28th. Visit businesscornwall.co.uk for full details. And Giva Tin Mine was crowned winner of winners in the 12th annual Cornwall Tourism Awards at the Headland Hotel on Thursday night. Other notable winners included the Bodmin Visitor Information Centre, who held on to their Tourist Information Service of the Year award for the fifth consecutive year, and Pentilly Castle, who added Best B&B in Cornwall to their National Visit England Awards for Excellence 2012 title. For a full list of winners, see the businesscornwall.co.uk website.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So 7 days podcast is at the St Ives Business Fair this week, and I've got Neil Whittam from the St Ives Chamber of Trade with me, and you're behind organising this. Tell me about the sort of things you wanted to achieve with this fair.
Right, okay. Well, I was first approached by the Chamber of Trade some months ago to put on this fair. And one of the objectives of the Chamber is to give something back to its members and businesses in the local area, St Ives, Carbis Bay. And we've been looking at ways that we can actually help promote local businesses, and we saw the business fair as an opportunity to do this.
When people think of St Ives, they think of the tourism sector, they think of the artist sector. Is there more to it than that?
There is indeed, yes. There's a thriving retail business within the town, as well as hospitality. And the types of exhibitor we have here today will work across all of those industries. We have everything from electricians to accountants to cash and carry warehouses, solicitors, broadband. So whatever business sector you're actually in, there will be something of interest for you to see at this fair and future fairs, because we see today as being the starting point of something for the future for all of West Cornwall, a business fair that we hope will grow in the future.
There's loads going on in St Ives. You see a building going on in all sorts of places, and it's for the tourism holiday sector, which brings in lots of business and it's creating jobs. And one of the new things that's happening is called UNA, and it's in St Ives. We've got the independent sales consultant from UNA, which is Jane Phillips-Choke here. Just tell me, what is UNA?
UNA St Ives is a top destination spa, eco spa retreat resort, which is under construction. We've got three beautiful show homes to show people, and we're building a huge atrium which will have an infinity swimming pool, spa treatment rooms, state-of-the-art gym, restaurants with indoor and alfresco dining. So it's going to be a real top holiday destination.
And turning up at the St Ives Business Fair is the local MP Andrew George, who has a business survey just about to start. So Andrew, tell me the reasons behind the survey.
Well, of course, we're pleased that this quarter we've seen a
8% GDP growth across the UK as a whole. But what often happens is that London and the South East lurch out ahead, and places like Cornwall often lag behind. What I want to do is to make sure that I'm taking the temperature of how local companies are getting on, to ensure that we are enjoying the recovery along with the others. And whilst I visit companies that are doing well or have used their resourcefulness to weather the storm of the recession itself, the fact is I want to know what we still need to do, what more needs to be done in order to ensure that Cornwall can share in what I hope will be sustainable growth.
And what's your gut reaction as to what you might find?
Well, my impression is that there's still a great deal more that the government needs to do in terms of banking and lending, and certainly the theme that comes back to me very, very consistently is in relation to, whilst the banking system is of course recovering, the fact is that they're still not lending, and where they do lend, they will often lend with kind of funny money products such as interest rate derivative swaps and things which actually drop small companies into a great deal of difficulty, and clearly that's something which the government needs to really get on top of and regulate. And then there's a whole set of other things about where we go with regard to the next round of European finance in Cornwall. Are we going to back the winners this time?
They're talking about supporting digital businesses as an example, and renewable energy businesses. To your mind, is that the right direction?
Well, I've just come from visiting Avanti Communications at Goonhilly, and you're talking about space and satellite technology companies where 58 jobs are being created just in that wave at Goonhilly. 12-month around the year jobs on really decent wages, operators earning between £20,000 and £80,000 on site. These are the kind of jobs that we need in Cornwall, and those are the kind of sectors that we need to identify and really get behind, and that's what I'm really looking for. I mean, I think that yes, Cornwall can become and should become the Green Peninsula, and I think that renewables still has a lot, to play for, and I want Cornwall to be ahead of the game as far as that's concerned.
And St Ives holding its business fair, it shows that there's a bit of optimism.
I think it is. In fact, I mean, through this most recent recession, and it's been a really bumpy recession as well, St Ives has shown a degree of enterprise and resourcefulness, which I think really does, demonstrate that the town can actually hold its own. I think it's withstood these kind of pressures in the ways which I would say that other towns have not been able to.
Thank you very much, Andrew George.
Okay, that's right. Pleasure.
7 days.
So let's have a look at what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
The Business Space in Launceston is the venue for the first of two Get Set for Growth seminars focused on helping businesses access finance. If you can't get to that one on Tuesday, November the 12th, the introductory event is being repeated at the Workbox in Penzance on the 14th. And on the subject of raising finance, crowdfunding is becoming an increasingly popular method, and Truro accounting firm Francis Clark is holding a breakfast seminar on this subject on Wednesday the 13th. And also on that same day, Newquay's Headland Hotel will be the venue for a major export event, Export Evolution. As usual, for full details on these and more events taking place in the next 7 days, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And there'll be more from the 7 days podcast in 7 days' time.
7 days. With Business Cornwall.